On the injury report today, though, we had one player that didn't participate, and that was Christopher Owens. Had three guys that were listed as limited. John Abraham and William Moore were the two that were limited in their participation today. So with that, I'll open it up. Is Daryl here? Okay. Well, John, I'll let you start.
Just wondering, how much a part of their offense is the read option, and how much do you have to be there?
Well, it's been more prevalent in the last half of the season, John. They've kind of morphed into running more read option in the second half of the season. But they still will run a standard offense featuring Marshawn Lynch as the primary carrier.
Tony was talking about the pick your poison offense. How important is it, and how tough is it for defense when you've got as many varied weapons as you have?
Well, I think it causes definitely issues in terms of how you're going to try to defend our offense, simply because we've got a good group of wide receivers, a good tight end, and we have some guys that can carry the football in the run game as well. So it is based on how people are going to try to defend us. And if they're going to try to take something away, then we've got to make sure that we get it to the ball to the guy that's going to have the least amount of resources on him.
During the brief time that we were watching, it seemed like Asante was keeping people loose. How important is it to have a few guys, while you're keeping things very straight, to have a couple guys like that keeping things loose too?
Well, this is a fun group of guys, Jeff. They enjoy practicing. This is a typical banter that goes on every day. Asante is going to make practice fun, and makes it competitive. And you want to have competition when you come out and play.
How good do you feel, Coach, about tackling when you have to face a running back like Marshawn Lynch?
Well, it's going to be important that we get multiple players and multiple sets of pads to the runner. Marshawn is a big, strong running back that runs extremely well behind his pads. He also has very good vision. He'll take the ball out the back door if you don't leverage it and build a wall on the backside.
Do you feel like the guys are staying pretty loose this week?
Yes, I do. I think once we get to Wednesday, our preparation and the sequencing that we go through is no different than what we do in the regular season, and that's what we've tried to do. Last week we did something different in terms of our bye week. This week it's business as usual.
Mike, in addition to the obvious motivation for the team, getting Tony his first playoff win, is that something that's spoken about, isn't understood, or is it not really an issue?
I don't think it's an issue. We all want to win. When you're in this position, this is a tournament. It's the second season, and everybody needs to put their individual thoughts behind them, put them somewhere else, and do whatever we have to as a team to win.
Does Seattle do anything differently with their read zone, or is there any similarities between maybe what Carolina would do or other teams, or are they all kind of different?
I think they're all a little bit different in terms of what they do formationally. That's, I think, the big thing. The basic concept is the same, but it's how they present it in terms of the formation, what personnel groupings they want. Is it going to be open side, close side? Those are the things that are different. But the main theory behind it is similar. It's just a matter of how they present it formationally.
How unique is Russell Wilson for what he does compared to other things you see around the league?
Well, he's a guy that is playing extremely well for the Seahawks. He's running their offense very effectively. I think the points that they've put up the last half of the season will verify that. He does a very good job in extending plays in the passing game, and that will create a lot of issues for the defenders that are defending the pass, that are in the in the defensive backfield. So that's going to create an issue. It's going to be very important that we make sure that we can contain the quarterback and not let him extend plays that normally in your clock in your head go for 4 or 5 seconds can go upwards to 7, 10, 12 seconds.
How scary is this team right now? Last year you guys travel out there and played them mobile quarterback and nothing like this guy again.
Well, we're familiar with them from playing them last year out in Seattle. It is a different team in terms of who's under the center. The quarterback that they had last year was mobile, but they've evolved around Russell Wilson's strengths, and I think that's what Coach Carroll and his coaching staff have done. If you've watched from game one to game 17, it's a completely different type of offense. They're allowing the quarterback to do more things on the offensive side.
Holding on to that 5% or whatever that he'll come back for.
I'm always holding on to that 5%. It's something that you've got to hold on to. But Tony has had an outstanding year. I don't think it's any different than his Pro Bowl years that he's had early in his career. He has a great understanding of how to play the tight end position, and in my mind, he's the best that's ever played. I know that may be up for argument, but I believe that. I've had to defend him, and now that I've had an opportunity to work with him and have him on our football team, there's not a harder worker than Tony Gonzalez.
You talk about physically, looks kind of. How much do you think it is kind of getting by more with knowledge now and maybe making up for some if he's lost a half a step or whatever? Does he look the same to you as the kid that
Speak for prior to him being an Atlanta Falcon, but it doesn't look like he's lost a step at all. And he has a very good knack of using his body, and I think that's his basketball background in terms of trying to go up and get rebounds and box out. He does a very good job. Even when they're bracketing, he has an understanding of how people are trying to defend him, and he'll work away from the leverage.